Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada, the master of all the treasures, is seeing his children everywhere who are full with all treasures. Bap Dada has made every child a master of all the treasures. Bap Dada has made every child a master of all the treasures. The bestower is only the one. The bestower is only the one. And he has given everyone the same amount of treasures. He hasn't given less to some and more to others. Why? Because the father is the master of the unending, endless treasures. The father is the master of the endless, unending treasures. The treasures are unlimited. And this is why every child is a master of the unending treasures. The treasures are unlimited, and this is why every child is a master of the unending treasures. Bap Dada has given to all the children the same amount of everything. Bap Dada has given to all the children the same amount of everything. However, out of those who have imbibed them, some have imbibed all the treasures, and some have imbibed them according to their capacity. So, however, out of those who have imbibed them, some have imbibed all the treasures, and some have imbibed them according to their capacity. Some are number one, and the others are number wise. Some are number one, and the others are number wise. However much each of you has imbibed, the intoxication of the treasures is clearly visible from your face and your eyes. However much each of you has imbibed, the intoxication of the treasures is clearly visible from your face and your eyes. Souls who are full of treasures are seen to be full from the faces and also their eyes. Souls who are full of treasures are seen to be full from their faces and also their eyes. Just as you can tell from the behavior and face of a soul who has attained physical treasures that he has attained those treasures. Just as you can tell from the behavior and face of a soul who has attained physical treasures that he has attained those treasures, similarly, the intoxication and happiness of all these imperishable treasures are also clearly visible. Similarly, the intoxication happiness of these imperishable treasures are also clearly visible. spiritual intoxication of being complete. The spiritual intoxication of being full and complete makes you a carefree emperor. The spiritual intoxication of being full and complete makes you a carefree emperor. Where there is godly intoxication, there cannot be any worries. Where there is godly intoxication, there cannot be any worries. You become carefree emperors. You become carefree emperors, the emperors of the land without sorrow. You become carefree emperors, the emperors of the land without sorrow. So, all of you, godly treasures, are you not? So all of you are carefree emperors who are full of godly treasures, are you not? You are emperors of the land without sorrow. Do you have any worries? Do you have any sorrow? Do you have any sorrow? Do you have any worries? You don't have any worries about what will happen or how it will happen. You don't have any worries about that too. Of what will happen and how it will happen. You are those who remain stable in the Trikaldarshi stage. You are those who remain stable in the Trikaldarshi stage, that is, in the stage of the lower of three aspects of time. And you know that whatever happens will be good, and that whatever is still to happen will be even better. And you know that whatever happens will be good, and that whatever is still to happen will be even better. Why? Baba is asking why you think in that way, that if whatever happens is good and what is going to happen will be even better. Why do you think like that? Because you are the companions of the Almighty Authority Father. Because you are the companions of the Almighty Authority Father, you always remain with Him. You always stay with Him. Each one of you has this intoxication and pride. Each one of you has this intoxication and pride that Bab Dada always stays in your heart. Each one of you always has intoxication and pride, that Bap Dada always stays in your heart, and that you always remain on the Father's heart throne, and that you also remain on the Father's heart throne. You have this intoxication, do you not? You have this intoxication, do you not? You are seated on the heart throne. You are, as you are seated on the heart throne, the one who is seated on the heart throne, leave aside the thoughts, leave aside in his thoughts, but even in his dreams, there cannot be the slightest wave or trace of sorrow. And so the one who's seated on the heart throne, even in his dreams, leave alone his thoughts, there cannot be the slightest wave or trace of sorrow. Why? Why? You are full of all treasures, and everything that is full does not shake. So, as you are full of all treasures, and anything that is full does not shake. So, Bap Dada was seeing the stage of completion of all the children everywhere. So Bap Dada was seeing the stage of completion of all the children everywhere. Bap Dada checked each one's account of accumulation. Bap Dada checked each one's account of accumulation. You have received unending treasures. You have received unending treasures, but have you used up the treasures by simply using them, or have you also increased the treasures you have received by using them? So have you used up or finished the treasures by simply using them, or have you also increased the treasures you have received by using them? So when you use something, sometimes then you finish them, but then sometimes increase. So what So have you used them up by simply using them, or have you also increased the treasures you have received by using them? What percent, what percentage is accumulated in each one's account? What percentage is accumulated in each one's account? So if you have used up all the treasure, then you won't have any percentage left. But if you have increased them, definitely you'll have lots of percentage of them. So what percentage is accumulated in each one's account? These treasures are not just for the present moment. These treasures are also going to be with you in the future. These treasures are also going to go with you in the treasures in the future. So they are not just for the present moment. These treasures are also going to go with you in the future. Only that which you have accumulated will go with you. So only that which you have accumulated will go with you. So Baba was seeing the percentage of how much you have accumulated. What did he see? What did he notice? On seeing the amount, the percentage you accumulated of the treasures. So what did he notice? What did he see? Of course, all the children are doing service according to their yoga and capacity. Of course, all the children are doing service according to their yoga and capacity. All the children are doing service according to their yoga and capacity, but a difference is created in their accumulating the fruit of service. But the difference is created in their accumulating the fruit of service. So of course you have accumulated. Of course all the children are doing service according to their yoga and capacity, but the difference is created in their accumulating the fruit of service. Baba saw a few children's accounts of accumulation. They do a lot of service, but the sign of accumulating the fruit of service is when the souls who are doing service claim 100, they do a lot of service, but the sign of accumulating the fruit of service is when the souls who are doing service souls who are doing service, whether in their thoughts or words or deeds, whether in their thoughts, words and deeds, they claim 100% marks. 100% marks. So the sign of accumulating the fruit of service is when the souls who are doing service claim 100% marks in thoughts, words and deeds. 100 marks in all three. Of course they did service, but but at the time of doing service, or even after doing service, at the time of doing service, or even after doing service, if they are content with themselves in their mind, and also if they are content with themselves in their mind, and also the souls whom they served, and also the souls whom they served, and then also those who were their companions in service, as well as those who saw or heard the ones doing that service. If all of them also become content, then you can understand that they have been accumulated. So four things Baba said. If they are contented with themselves and their mind, and also the souls whom they served, and those who were their companions in service, and those who saw or heard the ones doing that service, if they also become content, all of them become content, then you can understand that you have accumulated. If there isn't any contentment within the self and in others, then the percentage that is accumulated is reduced. You have already been told, about the accurate method of service. You've already been told about the accurate method of service. If three things are done accurately with the right method, you accumulate. So when you accumulate, when you do three things accurately with the right method. So what are those three things? One is contentment of being an instrument. I'm only an instrument, thinking in that way. And second, feeling of humility. And third, pure nature and pure words. So feeling of humility. So first, I'm an instrument. Second, a feeling of humility. And third, pure nature and pure words. Intention, that is consciousness, feelings and nature, words. So intention, feelings and nature, words if even one aspect is less from these three, even if one aspect is less from these three, so if you have one thing and not the other two, or if you have two things and not the third one, then, so you may have one but not two, or you may have two but not the third one, then that weakness reduces the percentage of your accumulation. So how much you accumulate, the percentage of that will reduce if you have two, but not all three, or just one, not the other two. So Baba is saying, so check yourself in all four subjects, whether I am an instrument, do I have humility, is my nature pure, are my nature and words pure, so check, have I accumulated in my account in all four subjects, so that checking you have to do. Why is Bhaktada saying this? That you have to check in all the four subjects whether all the three are accumulated. So why? Because Bhaktada has seen why? So why is Bhaktada saying this? That you have to check how much you have accumulated. Because Bhaktada has seen what has Bhaktada seen? Bhaktada has seen that out of the four things which Baba has spoken about the feelings, and their intentions, some children do write a lot of service news about those four things. They do write a lot of news of the service, you know, they have done about those four things. But according to that, as Baba mentioned earlier, what is needed, if that is not there, then the account of accumulation is less, although they have done so much service. And they write also about the service they have done. But these four things aren't important. So Bhaktada is asking the children a question. You ask the father many questions, but today Bhaktada is asking you a question. The father is asking you a question. What? Are you the ones who will bring time closer? Of course, it is drama, no doubt, but then who are the ones who will bring that time close? But who are the instruments? You have a song, don't you? There's a song. If anyone has tried to prevent it, that anyone has, even if someone tries to prevent it, nobody can stop the morning from coming. So So the morning is to come. No one can stop it, even if one wants to stop. So you have this song, do you not? So who will bring the morning? Who will bring the morning? Those who are working on destruction are desperate to bring about destruction. But are those who are carrying out renewal just as ready as they are ready to bring destruction? So they are ready, but are you also that much ready? What would happen if the old were to be destroyed and the new were not yet ready? What would happen? This is why Bap Dada has now adopted the form of... a teacher in place of the form of a father. So what does the teacher do? He gives homework, no? You have been given homework, have you not? Who would give homework? A teacher. In the end, there will be the part of the Sadguru. So the father's part, the teacher's part is going on, but at the end will be the part of the Sadguru. So ask yourself, to what extent have you created your complete and perfect stage? So ask yourself, to what extent have you created your complete and perfect stage? Are you equal in both the stages of going beyond sound and coming into sound? Are you equal in both these stages of coming into sound and then going beyond sound? Are both these stages equal? Just as it is easy to come into sound whenever you want, is it not? Just as it is easy to come into sound whenever you want, is it not? In the same way, are you also able to go beyond sound whenever and however you want? In the same way, are you also able to go beyond sound whenever and however you want? You can come into sound in a second. You can come into sound in a second. But do you also have that much practice of going beyond sound in 1 second? But do you also have the practice of going beyond sound in a second, just as you have the, just as you can come into sound in a second? Physically, with your body, you are able to come and go wherever you want, whenever you want, are you not? Physically, with your body, you are able to come and go whenever, wherever you want, is it not? Similarly, are you able to come and go wherever you want, whenever you want, with your mind and intellect too? Similarly, are you able to come and go wherever you want, whenever you want, with your mind and intellect too? Why is Baba saying this? Because at the end, those who are successful in doing whatever they want, as they want, according to their orders in a second, So those who are able to do that will be success. So at the end, who will be successful? Those who are able to give an order and it happens in a second. So they will receive the pass marks, all they will pass. Scientists are also trying to do this. Anything should be easy and it should take very little time. So that's what even the scientists are trying to achieve, to do anything in a very short time and that to do it easily. So is your stage like this too? Have you reached the stage of minutes or seconds? Where have you reached? Where have you reached? Just as a lighthouse and a mite house are able to spread their light in a second, as soon as you put on a switch. You put on a switch and immediately, you know, a lighthouse and mite house are able to spread their light. In the same way, are you able to become a lighthouse and spread your light in a second? Can you spread your light in a second by just putting on a switch? Just switching on? These physical eyes are able to see far while sitting in one place, are they not? You're able to cast your vision far, are you not? You're able to cast your vision far, are you not? In the same way, are you able to sit in one place somewhere and with your third eye take others beyond with a glance? By becoming a bestower of blessings and a bestower of fortune. In the same way, are you able to sit somewhere and with your third eye take others beyond with a glance by being a bestower of blessings and bestower of fortune? Are you checking yourself on all these things? Is your third eye so clean and clear? Is your third eye so clean and clear? If there is the slightest weakness, if there is the slightest weakness, you have been told the reason in advance. So why is there the weakness in all these things? The reason is the limited attachment to I and mine. The limited attachment to I and mine. So when there is attachment to I and mine, there is weakness. So, the limited attachment to I and mine. So, you can see for yourself, according to the result, whether the work of establishment, of making the self complete, and giving all souls the inheritance of liberation is completed. so you can see for yourself according to the result whether the work of establishment, of making the self complete and giving all souls inheritance of liberation is completed or not. To make yourself an embodiment of all, to make yourself an embodiment of liberation in life, and to enable all souls to claim their inheritance of liberation, to make yourself an embodiment of liberation in life, and to enable all souls to claim their inheritance of liberation, this is the most elevated action of the souls who are carrying out the work of the establishment. So, this is the most elevated action of the souls who are carrying out the work of the establishment. This is why Bhakta Dada is asking. So, Bhakta Dada is asking. Are you going to reach the stage of being free from all bondages and being liberated in life at the confluence age? Or are you going to reach that stage in the golden age? Are you going to become complete at the confluence age? Or are you going to learn Raj Yoga there too in order to attain completion? It's here that you have to become complete, is it not? It is here that you have to become perfect, is it not? You're not going to be that in the future, it's here. The time of the confluence age is the biggest treasure of all. The time of the confluence age is the biggest treasure of all. So, has the morning been stopped from coming by anyone trying to stop it? Speak. So, what does Bhaktada want? What does Bhaktada want? You children are the lamps of the Father's hopes. You children are the lamps of the Father's hopes. So Bhaktada is asking you children a question. So Bhaktada is asking you children a question. By when will each of you, by when will each of you make yourself complete and perfect? Do not look at others. Do not look at others. This is where carelessness creeps in. When you look at others, you will say, others are also doing this, so what does it matter if I also do it? This is carelessness. Others are also doing it, so what does it matter if I do it too? This is carelessness. I have to make myself complete. I have to make myself complete. I have to make myself complete. Now for this, how much time do you need? Now how much time do you need for that, that I have to be complete?
Yes, I
time I need to become complete. Should we keep an account of that or not? This is a gathering, and Father knows that in a gathering, you have to hear a lot. And you have to consider a lot too. Many things come in front of you when you are moving along. But these things will come. So these things will come when you are moving along. They will come. It would not never be that you become complete when the situations end. So it's not that the situations will end and then you'll become complete. These situations will keep coming. As you move forward, the form of these situations will change definitely, but the situations will definitely come. The form may change, but then they will definitely come. Just look how many things there will be in the last paper. How many things have changed already. And so just look how many things there will be in the last paper. The situation should not be seen. So Baba says, situation should not be seen. Only Baba should be seen. What does Baba say? Not what these situations are doing or what are the situations doing. Don't think that. But what does Baba say? What did Baba say? You have to follow Baba, not the situations. Do you have to follow the situations or do you have to follow the Father? Whom do you have to follow? Do you have to follow the situations or do you have to follow the Father? So, Bap Dada wishes to see this, that you follow the Father, not the situations. If Bap Dada were to switch on his TV in the subtle regions, then all the children, whether in this land or abroad, whether in villages or big cities, wherever they may be, they should all be seen. So all these children, wherever they may be, should be seen in their complete form as kingly children. They should be seen in their complete form as kingly children, king children. This is the elevated desire that the Father has for each child now. That when Baba sees them, he should see them as complete king children. So all of you. Should become the lamps of the Father's hope. Will you not? Don't just raise your hand just like that. Not just raise your hand just like that. So will you become the lamp of the Father's hopes? Will you fulfill Baba Dada's hopes? Okay. Congratulations. The one who did not raise his or her hand, now he or she should raise your hand. two, four are there who did not raise their hand, so now they're raising their hand. You need time, no, to become complete. Do you need 1 year? How many years do you need? How many years do you need? Do you need more years? Do you want 1 year? How many years? So make an intense effort. You have to do it. It has to happen. So you have to do it. It has to happen. The majority raise their hands. And Bab Dada is happy about it. And he is giving you blessings from his heart. As you raise your hand, again, double for it especially. Now demonstrate this by doing it practically. Bab Dada will see your perfect form, your complete form. Okay, raise your hand, double foreigners. Yes, majority of you have raised your hand. Yes, now you may lower your hand. Congratulations to all of you in advance. So now Bab Dada is giving you congratulations in advance, and then you all will give congratulations to one another. Wow, a perfect one. Wow, complete one. Wow. Because sorrow is increasing a lot. You are not hearing the sound, but Bab Dada is hearing the sounds of the crying of sorrowful souls. So Bab Dada is hearing the sound. People have become completely disheartened. People have become completely disheartened and have no courage at all. Just as scientists being in one place are able to send their instruments wherever they want to send, they can send them wherever they want to be in one place, they can send the instruments in the same way. You have to increase service to the mind. You have to serve through words anyway. So you have to serve through words anyway, but you have to serve more to the mind. In order to enable all souls of the world to receive the inheritance and to liberate them from sorrow, you will have to serve through the mind, and you will have to become complete. So spread service through the mind in all directions. Spread service to the mind in all directions. For only then will there be world benefit. For only then will there be world benefit. Are you able to serve with your mind? Are you able to serve with your mind? Those who have the practice of serving through their mind, whether a little or a lot, but they do have a practice of serving through the mind, raise your hand. Oh, okay. So many. Everyone is raising their hands. So So all of you are passing this, that you are able to serve through the mind. Oh. All of you are passed in this then. If all of you souls are able to spread vibrations into the atmosphere by serving with your mind, then nothing is a big deal. Nothing is a big deal. Because the busier you remain in serving with the mind, the more free you will become from problems. The more free you will become from problems, because your mind and intellect will remain busy. Your mind and intellect will remain busy. If you are not free, where would Maya come? How would Maya come? She will go back even if she comes, because you are busy. Then even the problems will not have the courage to come. So increase service to the mind. Did you understand? Did you understand that you have to increase service to the mind? Acha. Now for one minute. Become a lighthouse and mind house. Be in the stage of a lighthouse and might house and spread your light and might into the world. So, for 1 minute, spread your light and might into the world with your stage of being a light and might house. Okay. Continue to practice in this way from time to time whilst doing your work too. So whilst doing your work, continue to practice in this way from time to time. Okay. Whose turn is it this time? Whose turn is it this time?
Maharashtra, Mumbai or Andhra Pradesh?
So it's a turn of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Mumbai. All those from Maharashtra, Mumbai, Andhra Pradesh, stand up. So many. Maharashtra. Maharashtra. Those who always stay on an elevated stage. Maha means high, elevated, great. So those who always stay on an elevated stage, and the ones who reveal the greatness of life to the world. It is God, Maharashtra. Maharashtra has taken this golden chance. Of making yourself complete. Maharashtra has taken this golden chance of making yourself complete. You are worthy children, aren't you not? Are you not? You are worthy children, are you not? A worthy child is one who gives a practical proof. A worthy child is one who gives a practical proof. The children's love reaches Bab Dada, but their powerful stage reaches Baba-ness. Love reaches Bab Dada, but your powerful stage reaches less, Baba Singh. Bab Dada sees that the percentage of love for Baba is good, but now you have to claim the maximum marks in becoming an embodiment of power and being complete, and claim the maximum marks in that. So will Maharashtra claim number one? Will you claim number one? It is good. It is good. Those who take the initiative are Arjuna. So you are Arjuna number one. Okay, sit down. Bab Dada has received service newsletters and letters of children's efforts and their love from everywhere. Bab Dada has received service newsletters and letters of children's efforts and their love from everywhere. Bab Dada is pleased to hear the children's news filled with zeal and enthusiasm. They have written, "We will do this, we will do that." When Baba hears this, Baba is very happy when he hears children's zeal and enthusiasm. But now that the courage you have kept, the zealous enthusiasm that you have kept. You have to pay attention to that again and again and put that into practical form. These are the blessings from Bap Dada's heart for everyone. These are the blessings from Bap Dada's heart for everyone. Okay. To all the elevated souls everywhere. To all the souls, to all the elevated souls everywhere, who are to become complete in their thoughts, words, actions, relationships, and connections. To the elevated souls everywhere who are to become complete in their thoughts, words, actions, relationships, and connections. To the Swadarshan Chakradhari children who always look at the self. To the Swadarshan Chakradhari children who always look at the self, to those who become conquerors of Maya, to those who become conquerors of Maya with their determination, and who reveal themselves to the Father, those who reveal themselves to the Father, to the serviceable, knowledgeful, successful children, serviceable, knowledgeful, and successful children, who reveal the Father to the world, Bap Dada's love, remembrance, and multi-million times blessings from the heart, multi-million times blessings from the heart, and namaste, namaste. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 28th March 2006. Oh, Dadi ji, Baba hugging Dadi ji, and Dadi Janki too, both hugging Baba, Baba hugging both of them, and Baba's embracing both. Both. So it is 28th March 2006, that is 18 years ago, 2006, so 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 23, so 17 years ago, so Baba is giving us a lot of homework to do. We have to attain perfection. We have to become complete. For that, we have to become lighthouse, lighthouse, serve through the mind. What a beautiful scene. But we'll be able to see this again practically only after 5,000 years now.
सतयुग में तेरा प्यार हो, सतयुग में तेरा प्यार कहाँ मिलेगा बाबा ऐसा, सतयुग में तेरा प्यार हो, सतयुग में तेरा प्यार। भले ही रंग के महलों में होंगे, भले ही रों के महलों में होंगे, सुख के अति भर मार हो, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार। No,
Okay, I take leave, and the Gita will take over for the remaining program of Shanti. Original date 28th March 2006. Shishu Ben is saying Baba has given us the homework. Baba said, "Be consider yourself as an instrument, and also we have to pay attention to be humble, and also to have pure words and pure thoughts. We have to serve through the mind." This is what Baba said. Many children do a lot of service, but the results are not much, and this is why we have to pay attention to do the service and that the result is attained. And for that, Baba said you have to increase the service through the mind. So Baba filled us with lot of love, and Baba fills us with all the unending treasures. And we are seeing, and Baba was giving lot of loveful drishti and filling us, and all those, and Baba gave drishti to all the souls who are in the hall, sitting in the hall. Baba is the bestower who gives us the blessings and keep progressing with lot of blessings. Shishu Ben is saying, God comes to meet all the fortunate ones. This is the meaning of the song. He comes in Shantivan to celebrate meeting with his children. Baba gives unlimited treasures to all his children. God comes to meet all his fortunate children. This is the meaning of the song. We are the fortunate ones, fortunate ones. Unlimited renunciates of the world. God. We are the fortunate ones. Baba distributes the fortune to all the fortunate ones. Mama. Baba cannot stay without us, and we the children also cannot stay without Baba. And we wait to meet Baba. We all eagerly wait to meet Baba. This is the great meeting with God, and the meeting of unlimited blessings, where we get unlimited blessings from Baba. Baba meets the fortunate ones and makes us fortunate. This is the meaning of the song. We have attained everything from God. There is nothing that we have to attain. We have got all the treasures from Baba. Baba fulfills the desires of every birth. Baba gives us unlimited blessings and fulfills the desires of all the souls. Baba meets the fortunate ones, fortunate ones, fortunate ones. He comes in Shantivan to celebrate the meeting with all his children. God meets all the fortunate ones.
Bahut sundar Madhurvani ne.
Heard a beautiful song from the Madhurvani group, the sweet singing group. Madhurvani sweet singing group. Baba makes all of us sweet, and now Dadi Ratan Moini ji is requested to give her blessings. We have Dadi Ratan Moini ji with us, and now we all hear the words of blessings from Dadi Ratan Moini. And today Baba said about becoming complete and perfect, and Baba has given us many tips regarding how to become complete and perfect. He has fulfilled with all the treasures. He has filled us with all the treasures. And now I request respected Dadi ji to bless all of us with her words of blessings. Now Dadi is requested to give her blessings. And you can see on the other hand, Munni Didi is giving fruits, and now Dadi is also going to give her blessings to all of us. Many brothers are taking toli from Munni Behen. And you can see Dadi Ratan Moini on the screen. She is now going to give her blessings, read out the blessings for us.
Dadi ji kamai kaun kijiye?
Aaj baap dada ne.
And today,
jo maa vaakya sunaye,
Baba,
de hai,
Baba's versions.
Samay prit, bar bar, manan karna.
Daddy is saying we have to change all Baba's versions, what Baba has said to us.
Ek ras,
we have to remain stable, unshakable.
Aur Baba saath hai,
if Baba is with us, then the intoxication remains high. And to make the yajna strong, you can see on the screen, on one side they're taking tulip from Muniban, the other side that is giving the blessings.
मजबूत बनाने में अपने सभी साथी सहयोगी.
In order to make the yajna strong, that is saying,
को भुलाकर बुलाना है और उनकी व्यवस्था और उनकी व्यवस्थाएं को सेवा में लगाकर बुलाना है और उनकी विशेषताओं को लगाकर यज्ञ रक्षक बनना है.
And we have to, they say, you have to invite yogis and make them as protectors of yajna in order to make the yajna strong. You have to invite the yogis, and with the power of yoga, yajna becomes more strong. That is saying. The other side, they are taking fruits from Munipan. There is a line on the other side. We all decorated all of us with Baba's blessings, and now Birchmohan Bhai is requested to give his good wishes.
और साथ ही साथ आदरणीय निर्वैर भाई आप अहमदाबाद में
निर्वैर भाई इज इन अहमदाबाद फॉर द सेक ऑफ हेल्थ एंड निर्वैर भाई फ्रॉम अहमदाबाद आई हैव कन्वेड लॉट्स ऑफ लव गुड विशेस एंड प्योर फीलिंग्स फ्रॉम अहमदाबाद ऑल ऑफ यू रिक्वेस्टेड टू एक्सेप्ट गुड विशेस and pure feelings from Brother Nirvai, who is in Ahmedabad. And Brijman Bhai is requested to give his inspirations. The speciality of the Maharashtra zone is that all the brothers and sisters from Maharashtra are here. And congratulations that you have come here for Baba's meeting. And congratulations, congratulations. Nirvair Bhai, Nirvair Bhai always speaks first, but in this turn, doctor has told him for bed rest. So, accept yad prayer, good wishes from Nirvair Bhai to Brijman Bhai Singh. On behalf of Nirvair Bhai, I also convey good wishes and pure feelings to all of you in the gathering. And today we heard Baba's Murli, and this is Baba has said these versions before 17 years. And before 17 years, Baba Dada had special hopes in the lamps of his children. I mean, all the children are lamps of hope for Baba. So Baba had revived this murli before 17 years. And I was seeing in the video, Brijman Bhai Singh, all big Maharathis and those who are taking care of the yajna, those who were present in the video, 17 years ago, and now many have left for the advance party. And I was, when I was seeing the video, I could see many have left, those who were present 17 years ago. And they've gone for the advance seva. And now Baba has placed the responsibility on all of us. And Babdada also asked, are all of you are the lamp of hopes of God? How much time do you need more to become complete and perfect? How much time do you need? And today, sweet Baba mentioned about the definition of how to become complete. You have to keep this in your awareness. What is meant by becoming complete and perfect? In order to complete your task, this is what is meant by being complete. And Baba said about what we have to do. We have to, in order to experience the life liberated, so we have to become complete. So what is the method, he said, to get liberated from life? That Baba is within me, and we are sitting on Baba's throne, and we are sitting in Baba's heart, and Baba is sitting in our hearts. And that's why we are careful emperors. And then we can become the emperors of the whole world. And there is no slightest trace of sorrow. Even the slightest trace of sorrow cannot enter us. And the meaning is that we can experience such an elevated stage, being liberated in life. That stage is called as becoming complete, he said. And even if to be seated on that stage. And Baba has said, you have to accomplish this task, that you have to liberate all the souls. This is your task. And there are many souls who are in sorrow, and they are caught up in sorrow. So by being in an elevated stage of being liberated in life, we have to liberate other souls from sorrow. And in order to liberate all the souls from sorrow, you have to be in your place where we stand and increase the service through the mind. It is only through the service of the mind you can reach each and every soul. But I also gave an example, just like the science souls who are instruments, and they are so much involved to bring about destruction, and they are inventing new weapons and for destruction. So why not the children can bring about this elevated stage to become complete with the elevated and auspicious feeling of benefactor, and we can bring about the happiness when we become lighthouse and might house. And we have to increase the service of the mind by becoming lighthouse and might house. And how many of you have this experience? And for that, Baba himself also conducted 1 minute drill. And in order to circle the mind, we have to, wherever, if you want to take your mind, wherever you want to, Baba said, into this world, just like it's easy to come into sound easily, in the same way, it should be easy for you to go beyond sound too. Wherever you want to take your mind, you can take your mind. Now this power comes only when you pay attention every moment that we have to complete this task. This is the only one eagerness you need to have. And we have to attain our stage to become complete and perfect. And you have attained Kripa before, again you will. And you have to make intense efforts, and you have to pay attention. All of us heard the Murli, and we revise the Murli. And whatever are the hopes of Babdada. And Baba says, I have one elevated wish and an elevated feeling that we have to become complete and perfect. And once in a million times, congratulations to all of you. And we have to become great donors. Only those who become great donors will become great kings, and then you become sensible. Even in Mahabharat, there is the word Mahan. Mahan means great. And even when you say great soul, the word great is used. So all of your great souls in this gathering, Baba also has said, and you can see the sensible ones who are great, and the other words I don't want to say. Baba said you can see all the souls who are very sensible and who are not sensible in the gathering. There are different type and variety types of souls in the gathering. We all have to go to the golden age, and all of you souls can bring about that golden age, to go to the golden age and approach to yourself that all of you are great souls in the gathering, and see the ones who are with you. Don't look at others. They will not become complete, so how will I become? So don't look at others, Baba said, and remain content in service, and always check the others. Are they content with me? And those who serve, those whom you serve, are they content with me? And in the end, Baba has said, consider yourself to be an instrument. Consider yourself to be an instrument and have the feelings of humility, and also and make your sanskars and thoughts and also your stage pure. And you need to have the feelings of being an instrument, being humble, and also a pure nature, words and elevated stage. So then you can become successful. Om Shanti.
Sampannatar Sampurnata Mukti or Jivan Mukti ke Bap Dada ke Mahavakya ko revise karate.
And Brijman Bhai revised the whole Murli, and he gives us inspirations to become complete in true fact.
Hamare adarniye Nirvair Bhai sahab teen din se Shantivan mein hi.
And he's not in Ahmedabad. By mistake she said that, the state secretary. Now she's saying since 3 days he's in Shantivan, but taking the dress as it was mentioned earlier. And all of you are requested to sit in silence. And those who can help in cleaning the hall, the youth can stay back. And if possible, you can help in making this set of 5 chairs together. And all of you are requested to sit in silence and remember Baba.